There are two things that the wise men saw on this day. The first thing that they saw was the star. They saw the star, and what's interesting is that we're told they saw the star at its rising. Usually, when we think about stars, we never think about stars rising, do we? We think about the moon probably rising and the sun rising. But they saw the star at its rising. And the star led them someplace. So this star has to do with the light. So the light was shed on something for them, and therefore something was revealed. And having seen the star, then that star had to shine in their hearts, because then they would follow that star. And what was at the end of that journey? It was not Herod's palace. But then the second thing that we heard that they saw the child with Mary, his mother. Did you notice that in the gospel? They saw the child with Mary, his mother. And so I want to be a little bit selfish. Isn't this what we try to do here at Mary, Queen of the Universe? That we try to help people to see the child with Mary, his mother. Just look over there at that statue of Mary, Queen of the Universe. It is prominent in our building. And we want people to see that. But look at the thing that we see. It's seeing the child as a star. And looking at him as a child, that is saying that is his rising. So that we recognize him at the time of his rising. And we are expected then to follow him from that time, from the time of the rising, which is the time in the manger, the time in that creche, the time in the crib, whatever you want to sit. And then we go from there and we see him at his rising on the crucifix. And what do we see at the scene of the crucifixion? At the cross of Jesus, who is there? At the cross, her station keeping. Do you remember that song? And who is the woman who is there? His mother. His mother. And this is saying something to us about what this Feast of the Epiphany is all about. Because when we think of the Epiphany, we think of that, and we always use the word, you know, it is the manifestation of Jesus to the Gentiles. And it was the manifestation of who? It was the manifestation of the Savior of the world. Not just of the people of Israel, but the salvation of the world. So here was Jesus being manifested to the Gentiles. And that's where we are able to be caught up in that picture. Because we are those Gentiles. And we have been able to come and see him. So all the nations on earth will adore him. All the nations on earth are expected to see him from the time of his rising. And this is why we celebrate Christmas. But all the nations on earth, they too will adore him when they see him at the cross, because they will be there seeing the child on the cross with his mother right there. Because we know that no matter how old we get, we're still considered as the child of our mother. That's how the mother looks at us. Always, my child. And this is the image that we need to keep before us at all times. Because if we lose sight of that, then we will lose sight of our salvation. And therefore, I want us to consider all the ways in which Jesus is revealed to all the nations. He is revealed primarily to us in the sacrament that we celebrate today, the Eucharist. That is the great revelation. And the people who know me know well enough that I keep saying, and I will always say it, that my most favorite part of the Mass are the words, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." Because that is the great manifestation of Jesus to all the world, that we see him there, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And what do? We adore him. Because we are the people who come from all parts of the world, all nations. We come to adore him, and we see him there. But when we see him, that needs to have an effect on us. It needs to have something to do with our lives, the transformation of our lives. Because after these wise men prostrated themselves and adored Jesus, then God spoke to them. God spoke to them to let them know that as they go back to their journey home, that they needed to be changed persons. Because notice, they did not go back to Herod. But think about ourselves. Very often when we come to Mass, when we go through the doors, we go back to the very things that we had vowed that we would be getting rid of. So we go back through the doors and we take them up once again. Because very little transformation would have taken place. So maybe it is because we have not seen that great manifestation of Jesus. This is why I will ask you, have you seen the star at its rising? Have you seen the child with Mary, his mother? Have you seen the child who became a man in his crucifixion on the cross? Have you seen the child who became the Lamb of God who takes away our sins? have we seen? And if we see, there is nothing that would keep us from adoring Him. And you can be sure that there will be nothing that will keep us from going through the doors, being changed persons. That's what happens when we encounter the living Lord Jesus Christ. So I pray that this day you will encounter Him. And I pray that through that encounter, your lives will be changed. And then you will go from here and helping the world to be changed.